This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Some nice pieces, Matt Collins, Keon Coleman, Shakir's been good. Amari Cooper can beat man coverage. Amari Cooper can get open. And he's had some drops this season. I don't want to forget about that. But if those go away, then this is a massive addition.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
And this ball smokes center field and deep. That sends Thomas back. He's now circling under it. He's not going to get it. It is out of here. There's the home run for Judge. Majestic shot to center field that just got over the wall, and the Yankees now lead it 6-2.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Played along the boards, a pinch down by Oleksiak. McCann, Everly with a shot. He scores! Hey, hey, what do you say? Jordan Everly, 5-3, Seattle.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
Hump day.
Happy hump day, everybody.
What is happening?
I had no idea who that hockey person was until he said at the end.
You're not doing that hockey yet? You're not in on hockey season? It is here, buddy.
The new captain of the Seattle Kraken, Jordan Everly, with his third goal of the season.
Why don't you check the TV ratings? Nobody's hockeying
right
now.
Come on, we're doing the hockey. It's hockey season, man. No, it is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, somebody forgot to tell the Oilers, who finally got their first win of the season last night.
This is all your fault. This is all your fault.
Outscored 17-3.
This is all your fault.
No one cares, dude. They play 80 games. I don't care.
All your fault.
What are they, 1-3?
Uh-oh. No. Are they going to recover? I don't know.
God.
The Mets are a dumpster fire. Remember that? Remember when that was a thing?
I do remember that, yeah.
They were terrible. Nobody was going to their games like a month into the season. And now look at them. They're
so did you guys,
three
so
wins
did you
away.
Guys take sports off last night after that it was clear that the Guardians were going to put up no fight?
I took it off before the Guardians fought anything.
Okay.
I didn't watch a second of that game.
Took the evening off last night.
I couldn't care less about that baseball series.
I had the game on, but I was not watching. I had it on. It was on my television, but you're cooking dinner. You're cleaning up. You look over like, hey, look at that. They scored another run. I did see the Judge home run later in the night, and then when that happened, I definitely turned it off.
This goes back to the mail sack question in which I completely just overlooked it. I could give up that sport in a heartbeat.
Yeah, in terms of if you're going to give one up.
I
know.
Why should I care about Yankees Guardians?
Well, baseball cares because they're going to get the Yankees in the World Series, it appears, two wins away. And the numbers for the Dodger-Mets game one.
Yeah.
Now, game two, I don't know if they've been reported, and I can't imagine that they were good because that was a 1 o'clock game on a Monday.
They haven't been put out, which tells me they were not
good. But that's 4 o'clock on the East Coast.
It is 4 o'clock on the
East
Coast.
Team.
That is true.
Where were they playing? On the East Coast?
That is true. No, they're playing in L.A.
Saying when it was on TV.
The numbers for game one, though, were massive. Mm-hmm. So people, when you get these major markets in, you're going to captivate
NFL
the audience.
Football leading into it on Fox.
I'd like you to show me the map of the massive numbers. I would be willing to wager it largely came from two cities.
Yeah, I want to go. It was something like highest rated NLCS game they've had in, what was it? Almost 9 million viewers average for game one in the LCS. That is remarkable for baseball. I'm pretty sure that like almost doubles up what the World Series got last year between the Rangers and Diamondbacks.
That would sum it up.
That's the power. That's like, this is like an electoral college thing. Should we all have a vote on if we're watching, or should it just be the populations? And the populations are watching because people live in LA and they live in New York.
The bills.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now,
pay the bills.
If it becomes a Subway Series, I'm out. I definitely won't care. You guys can talk about a World Series. I will literally just not be in the studio. I will take a segment off.
Okay.
If it's Dodgers-Yankees, I'm in.
You're in if it's Dodgers-Yankees?
Yeah, but okay. We need to fast forward through this Guardian crap. Get this Cleveland team out of here.
Yeah, the American League was a big disappointment. There could have been a couple of series. Like, Baltimore being in there would have been fun and something that I would have been
invested in. Yeah, Baltimore-Yankees in an ALCS, I think, would
have been good.
Gotten some more attention.
In the local time.
Baltimore handled them in the regular season. They won the season series.
Well, and you would have Adley in the ALCS with a chance to go to the World Series, which would be cool. So that would definitely get me interested. There's just something about, you said this a couple of weeks ago, and I think there's some validity to it for me as a sports fan. Their name decreases the interest in watching them for me.
It absolutely does. Like, it makes them sound like they're a movie team. It's not real.
This is not Disney.
If they were the Spiders.
Spiders. Yeah, it lessens it a little bit. I feel like they're playing a fake team. I feel like the Yankees are playing a fake Major League Baseball team.
Hot take. They should have just been the Cleveland Baseball Club.
Just the Cleveland Baseball. Baseball Club's not bad.
The hockey club's undefeated.
Every other sport can do this. We can do this in soccer.
Yeah.
We did this in the NFL. We had the football team, which should still be the football team because it's better than the commies.
Yeah.
We have soccer clubs, hockey club. We got all of it, but we can't have the baseball club?
That's a good poll question. Does the name Guardians diminish you caring about them in the playoffs? I think it does.
It does for me. I'll put that up right now.
Look, I understand what happened there, but like if they were still the Indians,
my interest level would be higher.
It would be higher.
It would definitely be higher.
You can get rid of the logo. Yeah. You know, you can do what you need to do to be good. But like, if they were still the same name, I'd care a little more.
Yeah.
I grew up with them doing that.
You would have flashbacks to the late 90s, mid-90s when they would play in the playoffs and the Indians went to a World Series.
Omar Vizquel, yes. Right there in my head.
I can witness it. Albert Bell.
Yeah.
God, those Cleveland teams were a lot of fun to watch. They had some studs back then.
They were good. The 97 years. It's probably the year they kicked themselves the most.
Yes.
They weren't beating the Bravos.
Edgar Renteria, walk-off home run in a World Series. Just brutal. Brutal run for them.
Yeah, what was their pitcher's name? Nagy?
Sounds right.
That's one of their pitchers.
Run with it,
sure. One of their stud arms that they had. Kenny Lofton.
I love me some Kenny Lofton.
I did too. When he became a Brave, I was so happy.
I'm going to put it up right now. Does their name being the Guardians, what is it, lessen your excitement to watch them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think that is an accurate statement. There's nobody's watching that playoff series. I'm sorry. I will not be convinced.
Yeah, I think the numbers.
Don't give me like, 4 million. Yeah, 4 million in New York. Yeah,
they're all in one city,
they're all
man.
In one little pocket.
Yeah, the numbers are going to be. This Get is like here. A. Rob Manfred is the. He's the Farmer Fran just rubbing his nipples in his overalls behind the scenes. If he gets a New York World Series, the ratings will be good. If he gets a Yankees Dodgers World Series, they will have the best ratings easily since. Ironically, when Cleveland was in there in 2016 and they lost to the Cubs, but that was just because of the power of the Cubs.
So I heard we've had David Sampson on. He used to be the president of the Florida Marlins.
Yes.
The Miami Marlins. And he now does media. He does his own show every day on CBS Sports Network. He's on the Levitard show on guest appearances. He was asked about this like 2 weeks ago, and I was a little surprised. He was basically asked, hey, Major League Baseball is probably pretty jacked to either have the Dodger Yankees or the Subway Series.
Yes.
And he goes, not at all. He goes, they do not want a Subway Series.
Hmm.
And I was kind of taken aback by that.
What's the logic behind it?
It's one city. Yeah. Nobody in America is going to care. Man. They'll care. Yeah. They'll do their little New York. Oh, New York, New York. Nobody will care. And I think he's kind of right. I didn't think that I agreed with it when he said it. And then he explained, it's like, they do not want to be stuck in one city, just a city going against itself. That's actually not good for them.
The travel would be, are we still going to take days off in between the series if we're doing New York versus New York? We still got to take days off.
He said that, and he was a part of the ownership meetings and stuff at this point, but he said in 2000, they hated the Subway Series. Internally, they hated it.
What were the numbers? I'm assuming the numbers are good because baseball was in a better spot in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I think that's, the
numbers. Coming off McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds was killing it.
Piazza still with the Mets
and
at that point.
Yes, he would definitely, because remember they
that
had
was the bat.
Yeah, him and Clemens were throwing stuff at each other.
Yeah.
And I want to say that was the third straight for the Yankees. Wasn't that their third in a row?
Yeah, because they won in 97. No.
They beat the Padres.
99, they beat my Bravos.
Beat the Braves.
Again, and then they beat the Mets.
Because they went to four in a row, and then they lost to the Diamondbacks after a one.
The only year I rooted for them.
So that was the one thing where they had at least, you had the dynasty angle going with the Yankees, and baseball was just in a different spot. I mean, you know where I'm at. I'm kind of unplugged from baseball a little bit. I got it. It's on my TV. It's in my background. But it is not, the postseason for me has not been appointment television. And that's how I view sporting events that I'm excited for. Of like, okay, game starts at a certain time. I want to have everything finished or wrapped up or ready to go so I can sit down and watch the game. And these are more just like, oh, that's right, the game starts. I'm going to flip it on, and it's going to be on in my background. And if you give me Yankees and Mets, that's probably what the World Series will be. Like, I'll be watching, I'll have it on my TV, but I'm not sitting on my couch watching every second.
Yeah, I only care about one of the series. Yeah. I don't just Guardians. I tried it with Game 1 on Monday Night Football, and
the series hasn't been very good because the Guardians are not putting up very much of a fight.
I multi-viewed that game, and I was blown away how little I actually paid attention to what one side of my TV screen was showing.
It is funny when you have the audio on one game and not the other that you end up not watching much of it. Like, I'll just kind of glance over, but you're not watching a ton of it.
If it's football, I can do it. I can get past the audio not being on and just keeping eye of what's going on. Guardians on the other side, it's like, yeah, sorry, I can't do it. So I was like, if I feel this way multi-viewing it, let's just be honest with myself. I don't care. And so yesterday I knew that game had started, and I'm like,
I'll give you the full read. Here's your full recap. Yankees win. They jumped out to an early lead. The Indians had the bases loaded. Guardians, my apologies, had the bases loaded with nobody out, and I think they only scored one or two runs in that moment.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then Judge hit a home run, and that was your ball game. Yankees went up 2-0.
How exciting.
Going back to Cleveland.
Oh, the Yankees haven't won enough.
No, they're going back to old Progressive Field. Well, the mighty Cleveland fans lift them over
the
top.
It's at least a good atmosphere in Cleveland.
It is. Better than New York.
If they can win a game, they might be able to get me with their energy.
Win game three, fans going crazy.
You want a hot take?
You're back in now.
I was rooting against Chicago in 2016.
I was too.
I wanted Cleveland to win, actually. I felt bad. I felt actually worse for Cleveland than I did Chicago.
I mean, 1950 something was their last World Series. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I didn't care about the gap, like what the difference was. I knew Cleveland hadn't won also in a long time.
And that was prior to the LeBron finals, I believe, right?
No, it was the same year.
Oh, it was just,
2016.
Okay. Okay, but the NBA Finals had it already happened?
I don't think.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, he won in 2016.
Oh, okay.
It was 2015.
I feel like
16.
That would have been a bigger thing that I would have remembered of, like, Cleveland still hasn't won, or Cleveland
year,
just won a championship.
Let's verify this. Okay. I think his first year was 14-15. They lost because they had nobody except Dellavedova. And then the next year was 15-16. And so, remember, he was at the game. He was, like, flexing in the suite.
Yes. And even though he's a Yankee fan. Yeah, Yankee fan. Let's see. They won. No, so they won. Yes, they won it in 16.
It would have been June 2016.
And then
the World Series was that following October, November.
Okay.
Or whatever the World Series is.
Okay,
now.
I'll take your word for it.
I was rooting for Cleveland in that game. And when they hit, what was it, the Grand Slam?
Yes.
I thought they were going to do it. I really did.
They sent it to extra innings with, I think, maybe a three-run shot. R.J. Davis.
Yeah, there was an R.J. Davis.
Three-run shot late in the game and sent it to extras. And then it started raining. I think there was a weather delay.
Yeah.
2016 World Series. So they both happened in 2016. I, too, was rooting for Cleveland because I want the Cubs to suck. That's the only reality I've ever known. They're the lovable losers, and them not being the lovable loser was something that I didn't want to adjust to.
You didn't want them to be the lovable winner?
They're not. It's not who they are. The Cubs in my life have been one thing and one thing only, and now my life's been turned upside down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they won it, and guess what? It sucked again.
I haven't won one since then.
They've been terrible.
I've not been back to one since then.
Are they going to be good next year? They didn't seem very good this year.
No, they spent $800 million on their manager, and then the manager's former team went to the playoffs, and they did not make the playoffs this year.
They took my guy Dansby.
They did. They got Dansby. Be at shortstop.
Hey, we got Dansby.
Look at that—a full baseball breakdown right out of the gate.
To be honest with you, I'm kind of glad it happened now. I had none of it on my show sheet, and I know when you did or if you did, I was prepared to just kind of sit it out and let Swag rant and rave about something that happened yesterday.
We're talking about Judge hitting a bomb. He's back. He woke up. Uh oh.
Hit one when it matters.
I mean, it is the ALCS.
Front runner.
Kind of matters.
Were they up when he hit it?
It kind of matters. They were up.
He's never hit one for a go-ahead.
4-2.
Why don't you hit one when your team's trailing, you loser?
4-2 was the score at the time.
I don't know why. He's become a new enemy, and I actually like him. I think he's great for the game.
I still hate Arson Judge for what he did to me two off seasons ago.
You hate him for that?
I hate him for that.
Who was that reported that? Heyman?
John Heyman. Arson Judge.
Shouldn't
the Giants.
You hate Heyman for
I hate them both. I hate them all. My team sucks. Give me something good to root for. By the way, early returns? Yes. that it lessens your excitement to watch them in the playoffs.
And spiders doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue.
No.
But at least there was a history, and at least the logo was cool. Yeah. And
the uniforms and the logo would be cooler than the Guardians.
I still think I'm going to stick with baseball, Cleveland Baseball Club.
Let's go with it. I'm okay with that.
It would not have looked right, I think, in that league, but I would have liked it a hell of a lot more than the Guardians.
CBC across the hat, the Cleveland Baseball Club.
Did you happen to listen to the baseball show last night? Is he indeed back on the Cleveland train? Is he acting like he's some diehard Cleveland fan again?
I did not listen to the baseball show.
Because I text him, and I text him about this a while back. He never responded, which is very unlike him.
He's very sensitive about this, I think.
Is he?
I think he's a little ashamed about the decision making he's had in terms of fandom.
It's a weird decision to like abandon and then come back.
Yeah.
So you abandon two teams in a span of 3 years is an odd choice.
It's like your buddy who, you know, has a crazy, chaotic girlfriend. You all know it's not going to last. And then they break up and you're like, good job, dude. I'm proud of you. And then they get back together and you're like, I know how this is not real. You were in my kitchen
yelling about how awful she was. I'm here. I know what happened.
They ruined your life. And now you're back just like that. I can't take you seriously.
He also told me to fade as much as I financially could on the under of the Yankees this year of 90.
Did not happen.
That would have lost.
It did not happen.
That would have lost.
No, it did not.
So, hey, we all have moments.
We all have our down spots.
We all have our down spots.
5:08 first pitch today, Dodgers Mets.
Hey, there we go. Respectable FS1. First pitch.
The atmosphere at Citi Field should be good.
Not Fox?
No.
No, I think they have the Masked Singer tonight. Oh, you're not preempting the Masked Singer for baseball.
Priorities, dude. What are we doing here? Come on. Masked Singer can't be top. Robin Thicke's on that show. Get the hell out of here.
Who are they having on?
I don't know.
It's a surprise. You got to watch. It could be. Putin comes out at the
end. They love to do stuff like that.
I am a real American. Is that Vladimir Putin? What is happening right now? I'm so confused.
That
man.
Would be the funniest episode and also the worst episode of all time.
Everybody just stands
Vladimir
up.
Vladimir Putin.
Wow, that was great, Vladdy. That was great, man. Didn't see that coming at all. It's a total curveball, man. Remember they had Rudy Giuliani on and he had his like makeup melting down his face?
That's the big curiosity that I have with the Blazers on KATU. It's like, okay, how many games are going to be on there? Are they actually going to Dancing with the Stars?
I'm actually going to get to that, so don't ruin anything. Okay. I was going to get to that today. Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is?
Today is October 16th.
Yeah.
That it is.
You know another reason I'm asking this question?
We are a week away.
We are exactly 7 days
Next
away.
Week.
And I think I might be going to the first game.
Is it a home opener?
It's home opener.
You're wearing your Curry jersey like everybody else.
You're going to go support the
There's going to be so much blue and gold in that crowd.
God, that'll be, that's a Niner Seahawk crowd right there.
How many Curry Olympic uniforms do I see?
50-50. Dude, I was watching the Ducks came out with their cinematic recap last night. There was a guy in the stands. These people need to be called out. This cannot be allowed. There was a Duck fan in the crowd wearing an orange Bo Nix jersey. Broncos.
What?
Yes.
Ugh.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who thinks that's a good... You're clearly a Duck fan.
I'm going to laugh when that person texts in, guys, that was me.
Explain yourself. I need answers. You're clearly a Duck fan.
Of all the uniforms.
You're wearing a Bo Nix Bronco jersey, so you're there supporting the team, and that's the one that you pick? What are we doing?
He just bought it.
The color scheme doesn't match. It's one thing if you wear like if there was like a yellow Herbert Charger jersey that you could wear, like at least slightly blend into the crowd. Orange,
even the white one.
Even the white one. There's some blue on it. Doesn't quite fit, but it makes a little more sense. It's still inexcusable. But I saw that they were like doing the scan of the crowd, and there was an orange Bo Nix jersey. And I just, what's going on in your head, man?
Well, you took us way over the clock. This is all your fault.
My apologies. It was that we have baseball fever. This is why we're going.
Is that what that was?
And
was
hockey fever. Man, the Edmonton Oilers got a win last night. Let's go, dude. Happy Wednesday.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
All right, we got a loaded show. Josh Pate at 740, Dirt and Sprague. Let's get it going on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back in. Debating if I put a poll question up. Would you be surprised by The Masked Singer if they had Vladimir Putin on singing I Am a Real American?
They always keep you on your toes, that Masked Singer. You never know what's coming.
I've never watched an episode.
Neither have I. And I never will.
No, I won't either.
I have no desire to watch shows like that.
Celebrities trying to guess other celebrities.
Oh my God!
Singing songs in ridiculous costumes. Yeah.
Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy not doing it for you.
Is that who the judges are?
Yeah.
Well, are they judges or are they just guessers? I don't know how that game works.
I don't know exactly how it works.
Because you do The Voice, right? You're a voice guy?
I am The Voice.
Yeah, you do The Voice.
I've dabbled in The Voice. The Voice isn't a bad show.
I love seeing genuine talent being discovered and getting opportunities.
I'm with you there. There is something to that. The American Idol thing, I don't know why, but it ran its course for me. The Voice is just a different vibe.
And they're still going.
Well, the Voice scouts, like, they're not bringing just some random person off the street. These are, like, people that have been gigging. I mean, they do have some teenagers that are... But
people playing club scenes locally.
Yeah. Wedding singers, yeah. Kind of that stuff.
Exactly.
Singers, yeah. I also love the chair spin.
Chair spin's good.
I like it. I think it's good. You get rid of, like, you're judging by appearance, right? You're just hearing the voice.
Yeah, so you're just listening to the voice. Yeah. No, you know, and then you hear something that stirs you and you turn around.
Now, that being said, I do constantly put myself in the if I was a good singer, because I've always had somebody say, like, if you could do anything and be great, what would it be?
Yeah.
And I've always said singing. To have an ability to be on stage, have the ladies swoon, all the men to be jealous. Like, Usher's residency in Vegas is the dream, right?
Yeah.
To be on The Voice, say you're a good singer, I always play the game, which judge would sway me? Would I go Snoop? I grew up listening to Snoop.
But don't they change it every year? Like, who is it right now?
So right now, it's Reba, Snoop.
Gwen Stefani is
Gwen
back.
Gwen Stefani and
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
But I used to watch the Reba McEntire show when it was on television. I'm a big Reba fan.
Big Reba guy.
But Gwen Stefani, my God. I get to work one-on-one with Gwen Stefani. Where's Blake? He's not around.
Blake's out on tour right now, huh, Gwen?
And Bublé seems like a good time. He doesn't seem like a bummer. He's taking mushrooms. He's teaching me how to sing.
Yeah, he seems like a good dude.
Yeah, so like of the four judges, I'm always, like if I'm watching any of those shows, I'm playing the game of who am I being convinced by?
Well, now you're trying to like turn this into a career, right? So I would imagine.
Well, yeah, one, you're trying to win the show.
Win the show and then turning it into a career. So I would want somebody that would be most in line with the kind of singer that I am. That would kind of eliminate Snoop for me. Like, Snoop would be a lot of fun.
But Snoop could give you the cachet and swagger.
He would give you that.
So I don't see, I've thought about that too. Does the genre line up, or do you go...
Like, am I a country singer? Then I'm going Reba.
Or I guess Reba in this, Blake Shelton
in the past. If I'm a crooner, you know, I'm going Bublé.
Okay.
If I'm more of a pop kind of rock singer... Then you go Gwen Stefani.
You don't think there's a yin and a yang to this?
It could be. Kind of getting an outside perspective on your voice. It could be.
It'd be weird to be an R&B singer and you go to Reba McEntire.
What's up, Reba? Who doesn't love Reba McEntire?
She's delightful.
She's a wonderful person.
She's like a younger Dolly Parton to me.
She's the next generation's Dolly Parton.
She absolutely
Even though she's incredibly old too, but Dolly Parton's really, really
old. Is Reba
old.
Incredibly old?
I think she's up there.
How old is incredibly old to you? Because I need... You need to be careful.
You better be careful with this.
I'm going to go ahead and stop talking right now.
I feel like he was going to go into the 60s, and I'm like, I don't know about
how old do you think Reba McEntire is?
I think she's 65.
65?
That's my guess.
Mid-60s.
And she looks great.
She is about to turn 70.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for her.
That's a lot of good work.
That's pretty old.
I mean, yeah. Good for any white person that looks that good at almost 70. We don't usually have that.
A lot of lotion.
That doesn't go well for
a lot of lotion, a lot of Botox, man. Usually after 50, it's all downhill.
I've been using a ton of lotion the last like 5 years.
I lotion my face every day.
I do it twice a day.
Yeah.
I wash my face in the morning. I lotion my arms and my face up.
You gotta
feed after I shower.
You gotta stay fresh, man.
You do. You gotta try to get as many wrinkles as possible.
You gotta protect your skin.
I don't really watch any of those TV shows anymore.
That's the only one
television.
I watch.
I'm out on it.
It's amazing. Like, imagine saying 25 years ago that Survivor and American Idol are still going to be going.
What channel is American Idol on now?
ABC.
ABC, I'm assuming. I don't think it's ever left ABC.
Seacrest still hosting that thing?
I think so.
Jeez.
Probably.
I don't know if he'll still do it now that he's hosting Wheel of Fortune.
Let me just get this take off now. Ryan Seacrest is in the Radio Hall of Fame, and I know I never will be, but that one actually upsets me because all he does is like the top 100, Casey Kasem,
he took over.
Weekend thing.
Your number one hit of the week is...
The most overrated person in entertainment is Ryan Seacrest.
Talk about an easy job. That is an easy job.
I telling you, 100% confidently, Swag could do that job.
Without a doubt.
Give Swag a coat, put him in front of the camera.
Get his velvet jacket on that he used to wear to the draft party.
Make sure his beard and his hair are done well, because sometimes he doesn't make those choices very well.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have hair. If you're on TV, there's hair and makeup.
Yeah, somebody's doing you up. You're going to look good.
I think Swag could do that job.
He definitely could. I think we could all do that job.
Yeah.
I could do that job.
It's not a job I think I'd want.
You got to teach me the pronunciations of all the bands and the artists that I don't know right now, because there's a lot of them that I probably don't know in the top 20. You teach me that, I could do that job.
You know what a real hard job is?
What is it?
New Year's Rockin' Eve with Anderson Cooper. That's not an easy job.
Not an easy
job. You got to get trashed on live television.
You got to get drunk on live TV.
Keep it together.
Try and not do something that's going to get you fired while hammered on national television.
Try not to have sex with Andy Cohen live on television.
What if that happened 1 year on New Year's
just
Eve?
Started making
just rip their clothes off. Like, what are we doing? Oh, whoa.
Anderson, Andy, calm down here.
Whoa, fade to black.
We got two Andys going.
That's why they do it in New York, because it's so damn cold.
Yeah,
keep your clothes the temperature
on there.
Down a little
bit. I like don't that. Send them down in New Orleans or the Bahamas. Something bad's going to happen.
All right. Well, I don't know what that was, but this is The Voice.
We're here.
We are here.
We're here.
It's a Wednesday.
What do you want?
Yeah.
You know.
Did you want a Purdue preview in that segment?
Oh, I got a Purdue preview for you. Don't you worry, buddy. Antenna's up. Trap alert.
We'll get to the duck porn that came out yesterday because my friend told me he was going to watch that at home with his Donald Duck outfit, which is his way of saying just a t-shirt.
Just
no
a t-shirt
pants.
On, yeah. See if it dances.
Oh, it's not dancing, dude. It's standing tall.
I was waiting all day for that thing to come out.
Everybody
I was waiting all
day. I feel like every Duck fan secretly had some lotion somewhere close to them waiting for that video to be released.
That was like, I watched it like a movie. I turned the lights out, got a little popcorn. Let's go. It was 18 minutes long. It was a little mini movie.
I think everybody was waiting to see Dan Lanning take his shirt off.
Wife beater guy.
Yeah, I kind of knew that, though, didn't we?
I think probably, but it's just, I was never a wife beater guy.
Oh, I was for a long time, yeah.
The wife beater never made sense to me.
I got rid of it, I'd say, like 7 years ago. I stopped wearing it maybe 8 years ago because I just kind of started feeling uncomfortable with it.
And that's what always, I never liked it.
It sticks to your shirt.
Yeah, and then you can kind of see it bunched up on your shoulders a little bit.
Like
when it kind of clumps up together. I would never did the wife beater.
Also, I think they're calling it a tank top now. I think they've gotten away from the label wife beater. For obvious reasons.
I mean, probably time to upgrade that name. Yeah. That would make sense a little bit.
You think Lanning still calls it a wife beater?
Hey, where's my wife beater at? It's got to be my game day wife beater.
All right. Well, we got a lot more to get into. We got NFL Zigger Zag at 6:45. It is exactly 7 days. Dirt with an interesting reporting observation from Eugene this week. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Here's what they had to We'll get to NFL Zigger Zag coming up. Josh Pate at 7:40. Can this change for this local sports team? We'll get to that at the top of the hour.
Juicy little tease.
We teased the duck porn that came out last night. Also, we called it. We told you yesterday morning. I couldn't believe he admitted it publicly. And by doing that,
yeah,
he has now created the Dan Lanning rule.
The Dan Lanning rules.
They already changed it.
don't know if it's been officially approved, but they're going
they're
to.
They're about to.
It will be changed.
Are you aware that your Portland Trailblazers play tonight?
I am not aware of that.
They play ULM.
Ohm.
Louisiana Monroe?
No.
It's in town?
A German club
German team.
Remember they had the Israeli team? They played them a couple years
remember
ago.
That.
They're doing that.
That
with a German team too.
Okay. Can I watch the game tonight?
I actually don't know the answer.
I don't know
to
the answer
question.
To that okay. either.
I mean, maybe. If it was on TV, I might flip over. I mean,
Blazer Vision, maybe, if you have Blazer Vision.
I do not. I know it's a shocking update. I did not spend $100 to get Blazer Vision for this year.
Well, exactly a week from today, because nobody cares about this game.
Nope.
They will tip off their regular season against the Golden State Warriors.
That's wild. I saw they had a tweet yesterday. It was they were Denny days away because he's number 8, and that's when it dawned on me of like, holy crap, the NBA season begins next week.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday
we
night.
We got a doubleheader Tuesday.
God.
And then Wednesday, everybody else gets it going.
Absolutely wild. It's almost here.
It's interesting to me because Scoot, his first game against the Clippers, for those that didn't watch, which is probably a lot of you, did not have a good game. Actually had a horrific game, and then played better-ish against the Kings. But if you just went and looked at box score stuff, I don't think you'd be particularly impressed.
Not good.
He cut the turnovers down by 6.
Yeah. That's a lot of turnovers for preseason game
number
1.
He had 7 in the first
7
one.
Turnovers in game 1's not good.
It's a little concerning.
This is, you know how you had your judge thing of like do it when it matters, you know, like there's nothing that he does in there. Even you could tell me that he went 17 of 17 from the field, made 7 three-pointers, scored 842 points in a game, broke the all-time preseason record, and I tell you it does. Who's playing on the other team? Who's in, who's out? Cuz they played the Clippers in game 1, right?
Yes.
I'm imagining that nobody played for the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard ain't playing no preseason games.
No,
well, I think Paul
James
George
Harden played.
Did.
Paul George is no longer with the Clippers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's on the Sixers.
He's with the Sixers. Did James Harden
Who
play?
Who got hurt, Harden, by the way.
He did already get hurt.
Got
I saw
hurt.
That.
Harden, Batum. They didn't play the whole game, but they played their guys.
Okay. Yeah. A few minutes here or there.
Yeah. They're not going to be a good team either.
Good or bad, there's nothing that Scoot's going to do in the preseason. Next Wednesday night it starts, and we'll all be on Scoot Watch of how does year two look.
Well, I am curious to see how it's going to go. I know not everybody's really excited about this team, and I understand why. But you were down in Eugene, and so was every other media member in America. And you came back and told me something very random and interesting based on a conversation you had with a media member.
Yeah, I was talking to some TV folks down there, and I was just curious about how that all went and getting the Blazers back on local TV. It's a pretty big deal that a lot of fans are genuinely excited for. But one of the lingering questions that I've had is how many games are they going to play on K2? And how many games are they going to play on? What's the other channel called? You guys remember what it is?
Matlock.
Matlock channel?
Charge.
Charge. Thank you. That's what it was.
Charge.
So I do know that I have the Charge channel on YouTube TV. And you can get it, I think, with HD rabbit ears.
You can do that. Yeah, it's... It's like channel 2.2 or
something like that.
Like
and
that.
Some of the providers don't have it.
Comcast
though.
Has it. It's channel 302.
Yes. Fubo, I don't think, has it. So it's not on every provider, but most of them have it. But I do think that's going to affect the way we view and the easiness of finding a channel. And if it's not just on channel 2 when I turn my guide on, will you be able to go find it and search for it and all that? And I was basically told this weekend that none of their games will be on K2.
So...
They're not going to bump. I mean,
they're not going to have any.
To the point of what we were just talking about,
they're not putting with the stars.
No, there's an NLCS game tonight on FS1 because Fox is not going to bump Vladimir Putin singing "I Am a Real American." That's a ratings bonanza for them, dude. They're not bumping that. And
pretty soon, you're going to actually have people believing that Vladimir Putin is in America singing "I Am a Real American."
Send me a check when they're Portland
by the end of the show.
You know how much Fox would pay to make that happen?
Oh my God, they would pay $100 million to make that happen. This would not be good. Like I went into the year assuming it was going to be kind of similar. Remember back when they used to be KGW,
and they have like X amount of games,
15.
Well,
10,
KGW
maybe.
Has the Kraken, and I think 15 of the Kraken's games will actually be on KGW.
On Channel 8.
And then the other 50 or 60 of them are on their the similar channel.
And this person told you they think
Yeah, so don't take this as gospel. It's not it's not a known
You're
fact.
You're not reporting
I'm not,
it.
This is not a sources. I just was asked, like, hey, you know, how many other games will be on K2? I'm just curious. And he was like, I don't think any of them are going to be on K2. That's just what he's hearing from the scuttlebutt in the TV world right
now. I was doing a they, and you went to the he, so there you go.
Well, you know, there's, you know, so, that's what happened. And so I think that would be a pretty big disappointment. I have the channel on YouTube TV, so I'll still be able to find them and watch them. But I imagine some Blazer fans will be a little frustrated by that.
I'm just kind of curious to see, because like last year they lost 60% of their audience for obvious reasons.
They did.
And I'm not saying they won't gain it back. The access is clearly going to help. But I am interested from, you know, start a year to end a year, how much that really goes up. If this team is as bad as we think they will be and try to be, which will require trading some of these vets, by the way.
Yes, it will.
I'm not really, and Scoot struggles. I'm just not overly convinced a ton of people are going to really find it interesting.
Well, like next week is a good example of a game. Opening night, that's the kind of game that you should fight for in your negotiation to be on Channel 2.
See, that's kind of what I thought.
First
too.
Game of the year, you're playing the Warriors. It's like Steph Curry. Like, all right, that I'm not asking you for on, you know, Friday the 25th to have your home game against New Orleans on K2 if you don't want to. That's
fine. A CJ McCollum returns game.
That is the CJ return game. But like some of the bigger ones throughout the year should try to be on K2, and maybe that still will end up happening. I think to answer your question on watching, so much of it will depend on, to your point, how Scoot looks, and is there something that's optimistic to get me to watch him and be excited to watch him? How does Klingon play, and what kind of impact can he have right away? It's not going to be a ton of minutes, but does he show you flashes of being the guy that, hey, maybe this is a cornerstone piece that you could have for a long time? And then the other part is Shaedon Sharpe. I heard Danny the other day say he doesn't think he's going to be back until Thanksgiving, which...
Oh, I mean, I'm going to stretch that into December.
Maybe even
then.
Stretch it into December. Yeah. And so, that if he comes back, is he going to stay healthy? Like, what are you selling me on as a fan? I know you're going to lose games. I know this is going to be one of the worst years in the history of the franchise.
But you're supposed to be building. So you're supposed to sell me on the build, right?
And you're supposed to sell me on the young stars. And that's what I need to see as a fan in order to, outside of the first month and a half of the year, what's going to keep me around in January, February, and March? And those are the three things that I'm looking for.
You know I'm a sicko. I'm going to watch it all. Yeah. I'm more thinking about you, because I think you are more representative of this city as a sports fan. I know Blazer Twitter's loud. I know there are some Blazer maniacs out there, but I know there's a ton of yous as well. And I think you bear that out with what last year's numbers were and how it goes this year is interesting. We're exactly a week away. Let's get to NFL Zig or Zag next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. 6:49. Can this be turned around this quickly? And the Big Ten and college football reacting to the Dan Lanning 12-man penalty.
Rule changes are upon us.
Also, Oregon releasing duck porn yesterday.
Somebody texting into the Vancouver 4 text line said, Dirt would easily play double the cost of Blazer Vision for the team out west, ducks porn, if they charge for it. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You get the X-rated version.
I get the X-rated, shirtless Dan Lanning. Do I get that? Full look at the tattoo from Maria Taylor. Help me out here, man.
Let's get to NFL Zig or Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45. Don't forget the Dirty Poll is tomorrow. So we'll get our top 10 or top 12 in college football.
It's already cooked up and ready to go.
Let's start week 7 NFL power ranking. You guys get jacked?
We should. I maintain that we should have polls in the NFL. I want an AP poll.
You're Kansas firing City, your gut.
What is the Chiefs versus Niners ranking matchup this weekend? Number 1 versus number 7?
Let's start with The Athletic. I want you to write these down if you need to.
Oh, God.
Okay? These are top fives from two publications.
Top fives. Okay.
The first one is from The Athletic. This is their top five in order 1 to 5. Number 1, the Vikings. Number 2, the Ravens.
What?
Number 3, the Lions.
What?
Number 4, the Chiefs.
What are we doing?
And number 5, the Texans. Now ESPN's top five in the same order. Number 1, the Chiefs. Number 2, the Vikings. Number 3, the Lions. Number 4, the Texans, and number 5, the Ravens. I want you to zig and zag with the list that is most right to you.
This is incredibly easy. I'm going to zig with the ESPN list.
And you're going to zag off the Athletic?
Whoever put that Athletic list out, I'm questioning your credentials. I don't know if you should be allowed to cover the NFL anymore. Wow. Look,
Who's the better team, the Vikings or the Ravens?
I mean, you're splitting hairs at that point.
Who would you pick? Neutral site.
I would take the Ravens.
Okay, so the Athletic has number two, right?
They do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. The only thing that matters is the number one team. And not having Kansas City number one is just stupid. Like, it's just stupid. Okay. Stop. What are we doing? I know it's fun. I don't want them to win another Super Bowl either. Let's get clicks. Look at that. They're number four in my power rank. They're undefeated. Oh, they've barely won their games. They're undefeated. They're the Chiefs. They've won back-to-back Super Bowls. They have the best quarterback of all time and one of the best head coaches of all time. Like, can we just stop with the Kansas City stuff? I would love nothing more than to see them lose in the wild card round of the playoffs and not have to deal with Taylor Swift on my TV for 2 months through the NFL playoffs.
She's in the MLB playoffs now.
But they are the number one team in the NFL. Until they lose a game, they've won back-to-back Super Bowls, they are the number one team in the NFL.
To the Amari Cooper trade, where Pete Prisco had this to say on CBS Sports.
Oh, they got a lot better. Look, when he's at his best, he's a top-tier wide receiver. They did not have that. They had hoped Keon Coleman maybe had emerged better and quicker than he had, and it hadn't happened yet. Shakir had been in and out of the lineup. He was hurt. And again, Kincaid was supposed to be the number one weapon, and it hasn't quite worked out that way. So I think they looked at it from the big picture standpoint, and they said, you know what? We need help here.
So Prisco says huge. Zigger Zag, Amari Cooper traded to the Buffalo Bills, makes Buffalo the favorite to dethrone Kansas City in the AFC.
I will zag on that. I want to zig so bad because I want Buffalo to win and I want Josh Allen to win, and I love that story. I'm going to zag on that, though. I still think that's Baltimore. I think they're the more complete team, the way they're running the football late, and I know Baltimore has a head-scratching loss early in the season with the way they blew the lead to the Raiders, but they were also an inch away from beating Kansas City on opening night, and I just think they're more balanced. I do love this trade, though, for Buffalo. We all wondered at what point would they make a move. Maybe it was going to be draft night. They didn't do it then. They didn't do it in the offseason. Amari Cooper, I don't even know if we can put into words, going from Deshaun Watson to Josh Allen. There was a golf writer that had a tweet yesterday that said getting traded from Deshaun Watson to Josh Allen, and he had the graphic of the PGA Tour schedule. And you know what event is right before the Masters? It's the Valero Texas Open. It said, that's Deshaun Watson, and now you're going to the Masters, and that's Josh Allen. So I love this move for Buffalo, but I still have to take Baltimore as the main threat to dethrone KC.
Let's clap it up for the NFC North. Every team in the NFC North has at least four wins. Zig or zag, you believe the whole division could make the playoffs. Now, right now in the division, very quickly, Minnesota's 1-0 and Green Bay's 0-1. Those are the only divisional games.
Played each other
one
much.
Divisional game. We have not had divisional games, but if you play the splitski, they split. Do you believe the whole division could make the playoffs?
How many wild card spots do we get? Three?
Three. So you get a division winner and you get three.
I zag on that. And not to take away from anything those four teams have accomplished, but the division itself, I mean, you're just going to beat each other up eventually. I don't see one team dominating all those matchups. Minnesota won a game against Green Bay.
What if they all split? What if it's a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1?
They very well could 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- technically in the mix. And I think you got two teams in the NFC South that are going to have something to say about this. The NFC East is a joke. The only team I'm taking seriously, honestly, at this point is the Commanders, which I never thought I would say in August, but here we are. I don't buy the Eagles. I think the Cowboys are a dumpster fire and the Giants suck. But to get all four teams in, have all three wild card spots go to one division, I zag on that. Would be a fun story, but I zag on it.
All right. Dan Orlovsky had this to say on ESPN yesterday.
The most fascinating thing for me right now in the AFC playoff picture is I think two and four teams get in. I believe the Jets and the Bengals will get in.
Looking at that, the Cardinals are 2-4. The Saints are 2-4. The Giants are 2-4. The Raiders are 2-4. He mentioned the Jets 2-4 and the Bengals are 2-4. Zigger Zag Dirt, two 2-4 teams currently will make the playoffs.
Zag on that. There's only one team that I would even consider, and we talked about them yesterday, and that was Cincinnati. And I don't blame people for still not buying them. I killed them off 2 weeks ago. The Jets, like, get out of here, dude. You got a 47-year-old quarterback who looks like a shell of himself, and you're trying to slap a Band-Aid of a 31-year-old wide receiver on it. Devontae Adams is good, and he's going to help their offense slightly, but it's just a dysfunctional organization, and they're not catching Buffalo, so maybe you contend for a wild card spot, but I'm not going to pick it. Cincinnati's the only team. The other 2-4 teams, the Raiders, get the hell out of here. The Giants, get the hell out of here. They're done. The Saints, the way they're playing, how long is Derek Carr going to be out? They gave up 50 points this week at home. And the Cardinals, I'm picking the Cardinals to go to the playoffs. Not happening. I zag on that.
Final one, Tom Brady, officially a part owner of the Raiders yesterday. Can't do anything for his broadcasting job with this new title.
No.
Zigger Zag, he will pick the team's new franchise quarterback in the draft, and he will turn the Raiders around. I do not believe this is a Magic Johnson ownership. I believe this guy is going to have a ton of say, even if his percentage as an owner
he definitely
is
will.
Tiny.
He definitely will.
So Zigger Zag, he will have a say in the franchise quarterback.
Oh, Zag all
and
day.
He will turn this franchise around.
Zig on that, but I will zag on the he's going to have a say. Mark Davis is too busy at P.F. Chang's and getting his Dumb and Dumber haircut, and he's running a dumpster fire, so he's definitely going to have a say. They're the Raiders. No, he's not going to turn them around.
Okay. Him and Seymour are now part.
Oh, God. I'm shaking in my boots over here.
The Patriots out west.
I'm shaking in my boots. You're going to catch Mahomes. It's going to happen.
And Harbaugh. All right, there we go. NFL Zigger Zag every Wednesday at 6:45. Can you turn something that was so awful around in just 7 days? And the NCAA's reaction to Dan Lanning's 12-man penalty. Josh Pate at 7:40. Loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.